that was some pretty amazing video of the time lapse at the bank this past weekend, going from the Gopher game overnight into the Vikings game. You can catch a more detailed video of it on Vikings.com. So now is the part of the show where we need to tap into our resident expert, Ben Lieber, and see how the Vikings can pull off a win in Buffalo this weekend.
Oh, we need a win so badly,
we
too.
We sure do.
We need a win so badly.
All right, so what are you thinking, Ben? What do they need to do?
Well, it's been talked about that our receivers are having a hard time against man-to-man coverage. Well, a way to combat that is running stacks and bunches where you're taking the receivers off the line of scrimmage and actually stacking them or bunching them up.
Sure.
And what that does is force the defense out of man coverage. Now they have to play zone just to start the play. So it kind of takes them out of their game a little bit defensively and hopefully opens these guys up in the pass game.
All right, because we've got some good receivers.
We do.
We've got some great offense waiting to happen. Okay, next.
All right, everybody's been talking all week about the miscommunication and the kind of the offensive line not playing well. So they have to get better in this week of stopping the twist game and some of the stunts and blitzes that they saw last week. And Buffalo does a great job of doing the same thing. And some of those breakdowns were just offensive line guys not communicating.
Okay.
So if you see a twist or something coming at you, you have to communicate, pass it off, and pick up the new guy, something they didn't do very well last week.
All right. Better communication, guys. Number three, takeaways.
All right, takeaways for defense. Defense has actually been playing really, really well, but it's not very sexy. They haven't really done much. Like, you get to the end of this last game, it was like, they played well, but a couple sacks. I think Everson got one where he just kind of actually tripped the guy. So nothing crazy. They need to get some turnovers and some takeaways. So force some fumbles, be risky, go after some passes, intercept some balls. Hopefully we can get a pick six or a cheap touchdown.
Okay, good, good. And last but not least, your fourth one.
You have to stop this guy. He's the most important part of the Bills' offense.
Stop this man.
Dallas Cowboys, and we're the Bills, and I can't wait to rub this in his face. He's been telling us this for over 10 years about Dallas. Now it's the Bills. Buffalo all the way this time. Three times. The third time is a charm. Dallas is going down, Gary. Only Buffalo is going to win it. Dallas is going down.
What'd you think?
Well, okay, I was a little worried about his health. At one point, I thought he was going to have a heart attack.
A stroke or something.
Right, yeah. But, I mean, that's a lot of intensity for one dude.
Well, I don't understand how he got the neck roll thing going on. I don't know if he snuck into the equipment room.
I know. It's all character, right? This is 20 years old.
This is 20 years. It might be longer than that.
You think so?
Yeah.
But I don't think it gets any easier. Like, it's really intense.
If this guy's playing, look out.
Yeah, exactly. If he's still around, move over to the other side, right? So I think now we have another Golden Nacho.
Yes,
one,
we
right?
do. All right, nominee three for the Golden Nacho, and it's all about NFL bad, bad behavior. This is something you can actually speak to, all right?
It is.
This happened in the Carolina-Cincinnati game, and this dude got caught on national TV.
Look at this creep.
Taking a picture of the cheerleader.
Now, this is nothing new. This is nothing new. This has been around since
the
beginning.
So this happens a lot.
This happens a lot. Way back in my day when it was like the twist cameras, like the Polaroids, the film, it was still happening. These creeps think they're getting away with it. I'm happy we finally caught somebody.
So what happens if you catch a guy doing this?
So, well, here's the deal. If you're going to creep like that, all bets are off. So if you get caught, whatever we want to do is fine. In fact, when I was cheering, I remember one of my teammates taking his phone and just throwing it right down the upper deck. And the whole crowd cheered. No repercussions for her.
Well, yeah, I guess because what can you say?
Like, yeah, I was taking a picture.
Yeah, give me back my phone that's
exactly.
got this illegal picture on
well,
there.
Well, and it broke. We were really proud of her. I mean, another time we caught somebody on the field. I went right over and gave him a big shove.
You got physical with somebody?
I just gave him a shove like this. Hey, if they're taking pictures like that, are you nervous?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, don't creep on me then.
Well, I don't plan on to.
Well,
but
they underestimate how tough these girls are.
Yeah, you guys do a lot of...
Cheerleaders got guns, guys.
A lot of power
cleans,
huh?
You gotta watch out for us.
Explosive, you cheerleaders.
We know you're there, all right? We're coming after you.
The Flash is back. Cordero Patterson returns for his weekly appearance on Vikings Connected.
Oh, I look like Artie Cole, y'all. Do I look like Artie Cole?
It's part two of his locker room expose.